they be like, what it be like, light? You already know what it is. It's your boy, have a light my way. I got one question. Who do you love? Simple. Who do you love? Now, I'm not talking about your kids. Prayfully, if you got kids, you love your kids. And obviously, if you're a believer, God should be first, right? But then what? Who do you love? That's what we're talking about. So, let's get it started. So, first things first. Who you love, you should love yourself above all, above any other person, above any other thing other than God, you should love yourself. Why? Simply put, how can you love someone with your all if you don't love yourself? If you don't care for you, how can you give your all without first loving yourself? Unconditional love. It's something that really is almost a fallacy. It's almost not true. It's almost not possible. Almost. You should unconditionally love yourself. Regardless to what's going on in your life. What's going on your left. What's going on your right. What's going on the job or in your household. You should love yourself. You are beautiful. You are strong. You were created by God. You were his picture of perfection. You were chosen to the life that you have. You were chosen to be put in this life. You were chosen to be great. Who do you love? Love you. When you get up in the morning, you look in that mirror, you see yourself, you should say, damn, I love you. I love me. You should love yourself so wholeheartedly that you will not allow yourself to be hurt, to be manipulated, to be taken advantage of, to be scammed, to be pushed, to be trash talked, to be belittled. You should love you more than that. You should not allow yourself to be taken advantage of. You should not allow yourself to be cheated on. You should not allow yourself to be abused. You should not allow yourself to be beaten. You should not allow yourself to be a victim because you love you. Your children will see what's acceptable by your actions. If you allow yourself to be hurt, you allow yourself to be a victim, you allow yourself to be put down and stay down on the ground in the fetal position, never to rise, your children will do the same. But when you show your children that you love yourself so much, so passionately, that you rise like the phoenix from the ashes, from the defeats, and you pick yourself up and you fight every single day because you love you. That's the way that you show them that it's possible. You show your children that it's possible, that you can stand up, that you can fight, that you can get it done, that you can wake up, you can go to work, you can get off, get them home, get them fed, take night courses, and still win. You can find the energy, you can fight because you love you. And when you 100% love yourself with all of your flaws and all, you love you, then you can love your wife. Then you can love your husband. Then you can love your children with a love that's unstoppable. Because you first gotta love yourself before you can love the rest. You gotta love you. Don't allow yourself to be hurt, to be taken advantage of. Because think about it. People are going to talk. People are going to hate. People are going to tell you this or tell you that. Then watch what you do. Laugh in your face. No, behind your back. And then they get in your face trying to hear what happened next. But above all,
You got to love you. People are people. People are fickle. They change like the wind, like the tide. Left, right, in, out, high, low, it doesn't matter. People switch up. But you should switch up on you. Just because it got bad, just because you got hurt, just because you slipped up, just because you failed, you got to love you. And it all, through it all. Even when David, his family was kidnapped, he was down in Ziklag, and his friends were ready to turn their backs on him, and he was weeping into the ground before mud was at the bottom of his feet. The Bible says David encouraged himself. He didn't wait for someone else to come and say, David, you got it. You can do it, bro. He encouraged himself. You got to love you. You can do it. Many people are your cheerleaders, but you can't depend on cheerleaders. It's time for you to get on the field and get this done. Love yourself. I love you. Till next time, stay encouraged, stay positive, stay productive. And my God, love yourself. Till next time, lights out. Chill.